Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, Sri, this is, I love, guys, whether you're listening to us live or you're grabbing this show in the archives, we're filming it on the 17th. And there is so much power in the number 17 that I just wanted to take a moment because such a powerful show. This is part of our Healing Our Planet, Hear Ourselves series, and it's really been a powerful month. You know, it really has. And with the energy of the supermoon. And here we are in the power of the 17 as well.
17 is one of those numbers that has a certain magic and empowerment associated with it. And for those of you that have tracked with our work as we have brought through the Archangelic Ensoulments of Self-Ascension, may remember the Lost Books of the Essene.
Oh, what a beautiful series.
And in that series, they talk about how you can shift the world. And they're really talking about your inner world.
Absolutely.
In through the count of 17. I was going to say in 17 seconds.
Well, but that's also part of it.
These are long seconds usually. You know, taking 17 calming breaths.
17 conscious breaths.
Uh-huh. 17 conscious breaths. Taking the recognition that in each moment we are empowering the hologram. We are empowering whatever flow we're recognizing within
us. Yeah, yeah.
So when we choose to stop and be conscious and give it that 17 seconds, in that moment, we've reclaimed our power.
And so, you know, our gift to you today, and again, whether you're listening to us live right now on the 17th, one of the gifts that the Essene said was that in the power of the 17 is the 1 plus the 7, the wholeness and the mastery. And the 1 plus the 7 equals the 8, where you will always find the infinite and the realm of the archangels. And they suggested making a little mala or just a string of 17 beads, and that every day, if you allow yourself the gift of connecting consciously with 17, miracles happen in your life. And you know, Sri, we've had the blessing of working with this power of the 17 for many, many years now and can really affirm. And our miracle team, if you don't know about our miracle team, go check out TOSAMiracleTeam.com. And when you get there, you'll learn a lot more about the power of the 17. It is just such an incredible number that creates miracles in our lives, miracles on our planet in this perfect supermoon energy.
Absolutely. Because this month we are indeed bringing our attention forward to heal ourselves and heal the planet. And one of the things that is important to recognize is healing is actually a natural process.
Yes, yes.
That comes forward where when we get the obstacles out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And one of the obstacles is unconsciousness.
Or no, you know, I want to just say the obstacle. But I get it.
You know, when we're in denial, when we're looking the other way,
exactly.
When we're having an experience of discomfort and we are, choose to look the other way rather than be present to the discomfort.
Absolutely.
We miss the opportunity to discover what is happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
And that is really what, to me, that's the segue about what's going on in our world these days with the NSA, the Snowden, the whole thing.
Well, you know what? Before we even go there, because such a huge, amazing show, I am so, so excited about today's guest. I can hardly wait to talk to this amazing being. I just wanted to remind all of you that one of my favorite things that Sri does, as you guys know, I have all these Sri-isms, right? You know, because you never know what beauty is going to fly out of Sri's mouth. But one of the things that I love is that anytime we're leading a group of workshop students or we're out about, you know, we're traveling the world or on book tour or whatever, anytime someone brings up anything, no matter how dramatic, I love how Sri gets that beautiful smile and always laughs and says, needs healing. And that's the reality, is to remember, beloved angels, take a broad perspective, get that wide angle lens on, and recognize that everything is in front of us because it's ready to be healed. And Sri, as you so beautifully said, healing is our natural state. It's what we're designed to do.
Absolutely. Healing is the natural process of bringing greater harmony and
balance to what is in front of us, what we're experiencing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and over the years, we've been so blessed to have these archangelic communions and to have dialogue with these beautiful crystalline beings who bring such wisdom and love. And never once have I heard one of them say, "I'm worried." Never once. And you know,
or you should really be afraid, Sri, or whatever.
Never
once
have I heard one say, no, that question is secret.
Exactly.
In the realms of the divine, in the realms of truth, there are no secrets.
Of course not.
Because, all is available.
Well, and you know, as so beautifully we're reminded always, your heart, beloved angels, is the ultimate truth detector. And, you know, I love that because today, and I see that the phone lines are filling up really quickly. Let me just quick let people know, of course, you can give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And hey, just call, get in the queue because you can listen to the show while you're waiting to get on the air. And I know the lines, it looks like we're almost full so far, but keep calling
in. They'll cycle in and out.
They will. And the minute we if it's busy, just call back when you hear us take somebody and get in. If you're meant to be on today's show, you will get on. And you know, Sri, I love the questions that are coming up for today's show because today's guest is someone who is just such a gift to the planet. You know, this man has just done so much. He has given so much of himself. He has such clean energy on what could be, quite frankly, a distorted topic. And you know, one of the things that we really want to talk about today is the amount of secrecy that's going on around us, the amount of privacy that, quite frankly, a lot of people are allowing to just be stripped away out of fear, out of anger, that planetary thought body, you know, that planetary energy that's got that free-floating fear and anger. And when you tap into that, allows the energies that be to, quite frankly, use your light to help them.
Well, you know, David Hawkins offered us some masterful work back in the 90s with his Power versus Force, the levels of consciousness.
Right, right.
And if I remember correctly, fear is actually a higher energy than apathy.
Now, consider that. That's a very powerful statement.
And we take a look at how numb people have become, how, you know, just give me, you know, turn the telly back on and let's have a beer rather than look deeply and ask, what is the real meaning of this?
Well,
how does this affect me?
Absolutely.
How can I help?
Well, it's this not in my living room mentality that, quite frankly, has brought it to us. Room, it isn't real. And, you know, one of the gifts that Sri and I enjoy is living as world citizens and traveling extensively internationally that, you know, we beloved angels, we are all the same. What's happening in one area of the world is happening in your area of the world. And it's a question of awakening to the greater consciousness. And so, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about today is, you know, I believe we're at the start of a much larger conversation, Sri, and I think that's a gift. And I think that's a perfect time, especially in August. Now, remember, guys, August 2014, we're in the middle. The energy of this supermoon didn't just go away. It's here to stay until we finally have our third supermoon, the third of the three of the summer, on September 9th. And so everything is churning. August is bubbling. It's the boiling point. Remember, we referred to this as August heat, H-E-A-T. The hologram is expanding and it's transforming. So the question you need to ask yourself is, because we're in the meat of it, guys, right now, the central point of August through the end of August, from now until September 9th, can we rise through this time or are you going to collapse this time? Are we ready to live with the consequences of our choices? And are we even clear about the choices we're making? Because everything before us right now is setting the stage of our collective future for what we're going to be manifesting globally, personally, and spiritually.
And, you know, the energetics that we're referring to remind me a bit of the, you know, the story of the tar baby. and I'm saying this from a more ascended perspective.
Right.
That what you choose to touch is what's going to stick to you.
Absolutely.
And if
you're reaching out
into density, if you're reaching out into conflict and righteousness, into greed or competition, those are the energies that are going to come back at you. And like the tar baby, you're going to find yourself in an ocean of stickiness that you may wake up and go, what have I done?
Ick, ick, ick. Ick.
versus if you use this crescendo of energy that's upon our entire planet to really reach out to your spiritual family, to
Absolutely.
Reach out into the beauty,
Absolutely.
to lift into your heart and say, how may I help?
Well, to harness cooperation, right?
Absolutely.
It's, you know, my loves, my angels, we talk about this every week incessantly. We keep inviting more and more people, especially who do what we do. It's about cooperation. It is not about competition. And together we must model this cooperation. And the more that we can unify ourselves and model this, and this is why I'm so, my heart is so big around the TOSA Miracle Team, because these are people that harness cooperation all the time on behalf of the world. And, you know, speaking of someone that's harnessed cooperation and has really given their lives to that, it really brings us to our amazing guest.
Absolutely. Today, we're delighted to have Fred Burks with us. And Fred is a gentleman who's been quietly aligning his work with his authenticity.
Absolutely.
He used to be part of the U.S. State Department as a language interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, that's interesting. Well, this guy actually was working for the presidents, from George Bush to Clinton, Gore, Cheney, and other officials in the U.S. and other countries. And that job, I'm sure at one point, was fascinating and intriguing. I'll let him tell us all about that.
I'm sure it was very intriguing and life-altering.
And yet there came a point where he said, wait a minute, they're asking too much of me.
Enough is enough.
That I have to sign away my life, in a sense.
Yeah.
And so Fred then got involved with some other folks and began bringing forward information that was, some people might call it whistleblowing information, but basically revelations of truth. And he has a wonderful website called wanttoknow.info and Peers Network. And these websites offer clarity. They're compilations. They're Google. It's kind of the Google for truth.
I love that. And we're going to talk a lot more about that when we get Fred on the air.
So Fred is standing by. We'd like to welcome him to the show, and let's get going. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Sheree and Kira. Great to be here with you guys and your listeners.
Well, thank you. It's truly our delight to have you with us here today, and thank you for joining us in this really powerful moment on the planet. Oh my goodness, how's August been for you?
It's exciting, I'll tell you. I'm facing some big challenges and enjoying surfing the waves.
I love it, because that's exactly
that's
what it
is.
That's
the place to be with the wave.
It is, and it's all about surfing it. I love the language. So, Fred, you know, for our listeners that aren't familiar with who you are, you know, we gave them the literal one-second snapshot. My goodness, I'm sure we could do a whole month of shows on your background, but why don't you help us? I know you have this amazing story. How did you get to where you are right now? I mean, if you were to summarize, what was it that brought you to what you're doing today?
Well, everything that brings me to what I'm doing today is based on my deepest intention and purpose in life, which is to live in service to all beings. My favorite way to say this is I give all that I am into the service of all that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this intention that has led to all sorts of miracles. I never even tried and basically ended up in the White House interpreting for a couple presidents and other dignitaries. And so it's just spirit working its magic that puts me where I need to be in order to serve all of us.
So I have to ask, did you always know that, or was there a moment in your life that came forward where spirit became more relevant for you, or were you just born awake?
Well, I was born with a deep questioning. My father was a minister, but I was also agnostic for many years, saying, I don't know if there's a God or not, you know, and then I had a major awakening at age 19, which set me clearly on the path, and ever since then, it was even magical before then, but it's really been an accelerated journey that's full of lots of love and joy and challenges that I very much welcome that help me to learn and grow and to better serve.
Absolutely. So what happened at 19? I have to know.
Basically, I was going through a spiritual crisis, and I, for the first time in my life, because arrogance is my core challenge, I have this part of me that believes I'm better than everybody else, and I've done a lot of work with it, but that arrogance kept me from asking for help from God. And finally, I went through a spiritual crisis at age 19 and said, God, if you're there, please show yourself to me.
Mm.
And within a short period of time, I was given the book Life After Life by Raymond Moody, which talks about near-death experiences that totally opened my eyes. And then another book called Cosmic Consciousness by Richard Buck left me in tears. And I had a very magical experience where my crown chakra opened up and all this wisdom from past lives just poured into me. And my life's never been the same since.
Well, what a gift. What a blessing.
No, when you start getting lined up with the truth.
Yeah.
Lining up with the truth of your legacy, it's hard to fake it anymore.
Well, you know, and I love I love, Fred, that you're talking about the arrogance, because it's so funny. Lately, we've been talking a lot about that this energy of arrogance is very, very alive. It's almost as if it's being fueled on the planet right now. And I think that's a fascinating way to have almost brought you to your spiritual awakening, was through an energy that you now understand because you had to live through it yourself.
Yes, it's actually quite seductive, because it's that feeling of, oh, I'm better than all of you, which just feeds these hormones, look like, oh, I'm great. But actually, it doesn't serve to connect. In fact, it creates kind of a disconnect. And once mm-hmm. you really get that, you realize, oh, arrogance is a good thing to be tamed and to be utilized in a very conscious manner.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, many people on their spiritual journey, what they don't realize is that their chakras are opening. And when the crown chakra begins to opening, there's a sense of specialness,
right.
A sense of connection.
We call that spiritual.
And it can feed grandiosity.
Right, right.
And many people begin to think that they're special.
Spiritual activism.
In that way, and their ego. And so that becomes the point of surrender, to be able to really set that aside and allow that growth and that communion to continue. So
yes.
one of the things I'd like to chat with you about is the want to know .info site.
And for those of you that didn't hear that, let's just say it again. It's want to know, three words, .info, an amazing website. And as we dive into this website, I'm curious, Fred, how was your time interpreting for presidents? Did you find there were times when you might have been surprised or delighted or shocked? I mean, you went through several different administrations, several obviously different, you know, Republican, Democrat. What would you say was your greatest lesson through that time?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because before I found out about all the major cover-ups in 2001, I didn't really see that much. I had some amazing experiences. I can tell you many, many stories. But I mm-hmm. didn't see anything that pointed to a grand conspiracy theory, which some of my friends believed in. And I was actually a debunker of those friends, saying, look, I've been in meetings with these top officials. And so it's really fascinating that how it's kept hidden even at the top levels. It's only in the secret meetings that happen outside the public eye. It's not when the presidents meet. It's when the president's advisors meet in very secret ways that things happen. And in fact, after my eyes were opened, I was involved in a top secret meeting where I saw some key stuff, and I ended up blowing the whistle and actually ended up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that had to be a thrillingly fearful moment.
Well, it wasn't fearful. I mean, I know why I'm here. And so it's like, yes, I had to take a deep breath, but it was like, nope, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you think this is all for plausible deniability on the part of the higher ups, or what do you think?
Oh, I think it's more complex. One of the problems I find with the whole movement of conspiracy theorists is that they tend to look at things a little bit too black and white. It's like it's mm-hmm. us versus them. And it's not that, you know, as you probably know, we're all interconnected. And everything I see out there for me is a reflection of something going on inside of me. And so what you find is it's complex, that a lot of these people are being manipulated even in unconscious ways that they don't realize. You have mm-hmm. the whole Manchurian candidate thing, which, if you guys know, it's a very complex system, and that plays a key role in how politics and even our social mores are to some degree manipulated on this planet.
Right. Now, are you able to talk a little bit about what happened that landed you on the front of the Wall Street Journal? Are you able to talk about that?
Oh, sure. I'll just give a brief summary.
Please.
2002, I believe it was October, I was called at the last minute. I got a call on Friday. Can you be in Jakarta this weekend for a secret meeting? And I said, yes. And basically, it was a meeting in the private home of President Megawati Sukarnoputri of Indonesia, with the ambassador of the U.S. and the head of the Asia Affairs of National Security Council, Karen Brooks. And then there was a CIA agent there who was, she let me know she was CIA, but she did not let the president know that, and said she was a special envoy of Bush. And basically, they put heavy pressure on the president of Indonesia to secretly turn over or render this guy named Abu Bakar Bashir to the U.S. so that he could be sent off somewhere like Guantanamo. And he's the equivalent of a Pat Robertson or an Oral Roberts. Basically, mm-hmm. he's a Muslim who believes that Indonesia should be a Muslim country with Muslim law. And he has a following in Indonesia that's significant, but most people don't buy into that kind of radical Islam. But anyway, they were trying to turn this guy into an Osama bin Laden, saying that he was an evil terrorist. The U.S. wanted to do this. And Megawati basically refused, which was huge because Indonesia doesn't usually refuse U.S. requests like this. She said, look, this guy's too well known. If I turn him over and he disappears, it's going to come back and hurt my political career.
Sure.
And it was funny because you could tell the U.S. side was really shocked, and they just kind of checked in and they said, well, listen, if you're not able to turn him over within the next 6 weeks, there's going to be big problems. So it was a very clear threat. And she said, well, I hope this doesn't lead to a severing of the good relationships between our two countries.
Wow.
And so I was there for all this. And of course, this is a top secret meeting. Interestingly enough, I was never sworn to secrecy. That's a whole nother story that I don't know if we have time to go into. But anyway, and interestingly enough, they said in 6 weeks, if it doesn't happen, you're going to have problems. 4 weeks later, guess what happens? The Bali bombing. And guess who immediately is pinned as the person behind the Bali bombing? This guy that they wanted to hit. And the FBI was in there and everything, so there's all sorts of weird stuff around it. And then the guy was captured. He was not turned over to the U.S., but he was put into jail in Indonesia. So I didn't reveal it at the time because it didn't feel like it was strong enough. I waited until I resigned a year later from the State Department, and that's when I revealed it, and it was reported in the Washington Post. And I ended up being flown to Indonesia to testify at this guy's trial, and that did make international headlines, and as I said, it made even the front page of the Wall Street Journal.
Mm. Wow, what a story.
So he actually was implicated in the bombing then?
Well, yeah, but interestingly enough, he was not. They couldn't convict him, partially because of my testimony. And there was somebody else who was a top, highly respected Indonesian who supported my testimony, saying that he was approached by the U.S. ambassador trying to put pressure to secretly turn over this guy. So it wasn't just my testimony. There was two highly respected individuals. And so it just showed that the American government was playing some very dirty politics here.
Absolutely. And there's this sense of we have enough information to judge another person without exploring the full, all of the facts.
Well, they didn't even have solid information. And that's the thing. They were trying to turn this guy into somebody more evil than he was. I'm not saying he was a good guy, but he was not the evil terrorist that they were trying to make him out to be.
Well, I love what you're saying here, only from the aspect of I'm thinking about the awakening you had at 19, that you always had these questions going on. And then you have this, which turned out to be obviously a very large defining moment in how you would spend your life and what you were doing. And again, I've got to smile, that arrogance that's kind of coming in there and the way that the manipulation was put forward there. And I'm also stunned at how quickly our time is going. So to all of our listeners out there, I want you to just take a deep breath because you can tell we are just starting to dive into a huge show. For all of our callers, stay on the line because we're going to be back in just a minute.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are so glad you are with us. And today we are exploring the depth of, are we ready? Are we all really ready for what's happening in our world right now? We have privacy issues. We have secrecy issues. We have cover-up issues. And yet at the heart of it, we have the healing of our own spiritual maturity. It's a calling. It's a moment.
You know, sometimes when we chat with people and you poke around YouTube, you begin to think that you're in the middle of some sort of science fiction novel. And as Fred pointed out earlier, a lot of people tend to objectify, meaning make conspiracy black or white, make it bigger than it is. And there's a lot of emotional energies and unresolved trauma energy that tends to paint itself on that canvas of conspiracy. Yet, in fact, our world is comprised of beings.
Well, it is comprised. And speaking of beings, we have all these people holding. And let's go ahead and invite a few of our beautiful listeners into the show right now. Sri, who do we have?
Well, let's begin at line two. We're going to welcome Kimberly to the show.
Namaste, Kimberly. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. Kimberly, are you there? All right. Well, we'll come back to you, and let's go ahead. Who's our next caller, Sri?
Well, next we'll go to line four for Joni in Michigan.
Hi, Joni. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Thank you. Hi, Sri and Kira.
Hi, sweetheart. How can we serve you today?
Well, I just want to express my gratitude for everything that I have learned and for everything that you've done for us. I feel like I've expanded and healed in so many different ways, and I feel like right now I'm on the cusp of great change, but now I'm feeling like everything has just kind of come to a standstill, and I'm looking for as many soul readings.
Well, thank you for calling. And, you know, I'm so glad you called today because I have to admit, I'm smiling, honey, because really what's happening for you personally is a lot of what we're talking about today in a very broad subject, which is it's not that things have come to a standstill. You're at a time of, the word they're giving me is reevaluation, meaning that you've grown so much that you have the ability inside of you to start applying broader vision, greater understanding to things that are happening around you. And it's funny, they keep, it's that old, oh God, who is this? They're playing this song in my head for you. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 is how it begins. And they're saying that for you, it's about these four steps. It's about, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, and they're very much a sequential steps. And that it's, what's important for you to realize right now is use this time. This is like you're being given a gift. Use this time to pay attention, to get very, very clear on how you want your life to look. And then they're saying there's four very specific steps. And that once you take the first step, the next step will reveal itself, then the step after that, then the step after that. And so you are not at a standstill. You are actually at a time of great energy building. And by September, mid-September, so it's kind of like these four steps and 4 weeks. 4 weeks from now, you're going to be glad you had this time to rest because you're going to be really busy.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. So namaste. Thanks for calling.
Namaste.
You know, for all of us, sometimes when we get those moments of pause, we forget that those two are active moments.
Absolutely.
Active moments of healing, restoration, reclamation, review, perspective.
All
the blessings that come in when things get still.
Indeed, indeed.
And our guest today is Fred Burks. And Fred, I'm really fascinated, of course, by the many adventures you've had. And I want to kind of bring it to some action points.
Absolutely.
As you take a look at what you saw firsthand in your earlier, you know, let's just call it the White House years.
Well, and it's been like a dozen years now since this happened.
And then since then, you've been out in the world in a different way, assisting people to awaken to what's going on. What do you believe are the number one challenges that face us?
You know, I think our number one challenge in general is ourselves. And the most powerful thing we can do is whenever we find ourselves complaining about anyone or anything, to put out the mirror. And when we can see the reflection of what's going on out there inside of ourselves, then we can really work to create healing and transformation in a powerful way.
I'm clapping. I'm just sitting here clapping because I so love that response. And thank you for sharing that and reminding everyone that we are the creators of this illusion. You know, together we co-create this drama, this play, this whatever you want to call it. And as you gaze at that and as you move forward with that, how do you navigate? How do you invite other people to navigate through that?
Well, I do this a lot in my personal life, and I'm involved with, you know, a number of friends and the communities, and I just generally try to bring the focus back to what's going on inside of each of us and how can we co-create whatever what is that we really want to co-create together, and that we are infinitely powerful beings because we all come from the same divine source. So just reminding people of these simple principles actually can cause quite a bit of healing and transformation in the most wonderful and sometimes miraculous ways.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, through your websites and things that you've been dedicating now for the past 12 years, it would seem that you have a very different life than kind of your former life, if I could use that language. How have those shifts impacted how you're presenting in the world?
Well, it was basically just differences in my work life. My personal and community life hasn't changed all that much. It has changed some. But my work used to be with the State Department. It was really fun and exciting stuff. I had, like I said, tons of great stories. But then shifting into this, it was like, oh, I'll just tell you really briefly what got me into this work was, I believe it was late 2000, I'd done a lot of personal growth work on myself and felt really good about where I'd gotten to and enjoyed my life. And I said, basically, God, spirit, all that is, whatever you choose to call it, I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready to shine a light into the deepest, darkest shadows. And please help me to understand those deepest, darkest shadows in the right time. I didn't want it all at once, but I wanted to look at that. And boy, within a short time, I got shown all of these major cover-ups that I had no idea existed before. And it was very clear to me that I was one of not many people on this planet who can look at some of the sort of the most deepest disturbing stuff going on the planet and then see that there's a greater reason behind it. And so mm-hmm. I can present that information in a way that people can digest and yet still inspire them that by shining light in these shadows, we can actually transform them. And we are transforming them as we speak.
Indeed. So, indeed, we are.
Rich change in my work life that I really enjoy.
Well, I think one of the most powerful things we can do is to be able to recontextualize our perspective, to reframe what's going on. And would you be willing to share one of these insights?
Is there a particular aspect or a particular story you can share right now about something that maybe that's happening right now that you have a deeper insight through your own experience that can help others have that broader view?
Sure. What I've realized is that there's a part of us that wants to doubt and question and be in fear. And that's okay, that it's natural. That's a part of the game we set up here is we want to play and explore with fear and doubt and all that kind of stuff. And when I can accept my fear, everything changes. One of my favorite sayings is recognize fear as an invitation to growth. And so when we face our fear straight on and shine light there, it's like, wow, whole worlds open up. And then the fear becomes much less potent. And the love that we're moving towards and interconnectedness becomes ever more potent.
Well, that's so true. And certainly, you know, in August right now, we have so many people. I mean, let's face it. There are just so many people that are throwing around World War III. The signs are here. You know, if you want to look for the negative, you're going to find it right now. And
Absolutely. This
is a very powerful moment to remember this and to really come together in the communities where we can look at the broader picture.
Yes.
And you know, looking at the broader picture really demands that we, as you said, look inward. And in particular, it means we need to anchor in our hearts once again. Whenever we start examining something and we have unresolved energy inside, mm-hmm. we'll tend to steer the ship to a peripheral perspective. But when we are, when we're anchored in our love, when we take those 17 seconds to breathe, to come to a peaceful center and then address, explore, discuss something, we generally will find a productive outcome, something that is harmonious.
Yes, it's all a matter of keeping our priorities straight and remembering the bigger picture. And in fact, I'd recommend to our listeners, I know you don't have a lot of listeners, most of you don't have a lot of time, but if you go to wanttoknow.info, and that's wanttoknow.info, you'll find on the left side a list of links. And if you click on A Brighter Future, that's really a concise two-page summary that talks about what's really going on in the bigger picture, both globally and personally in our lives. And when you look, I'll just read one of the sentences here. It says, talking about the power elite, their primary means for establishing control are through promoting fear, secrecy, and polarization, and through mm-hmm. distracting people from their deeper purpose in life. But then I also say later down in the essay, by each one of us making a commitment to work on these issues both inside of ourselves and out in the world, and to inspire others to do the same, we are changing our collective direction and building a solid foundation for a brighter future. So it's both looking at inside and outside and working on both of these to co-create the future that we know is possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing I want to add to that is that we are moving out of a habit. You know, so often the outer world is stimulating us to just leave it alone, to be complacent, to not rock the boat. And so it initially, when we begin to do this, it takes a little courage, a little bit of energy to break the habit of not looking,
because
not sharing.
But we're afraid of looking. And this is the point that I think is important that we're making right here and that Fred is bringing up in his Brighter Future paper, is that you should not be afraid to look. If you bury your head in the sand, if you sit in your living room and say, not in my living room, then all you're doing is adding to those manipulative energies. You're adding to the fear. You're adding to the denial. By looking at it in context, you actually help diminish it. I mean, there was, you're probably familiar with this, Fred. Just recently, there was a study that was released. I grabbed this at the Huffington Post that talked about that polarity, especially in the United States, is at a record high, that it's never been stronger than it is now, that mm-hmm. you know, that this sense of the polars. And the blessing of that is that when any pendulum swings too far, it will find the balance again.
Yes, and I'd say actually, even though polarity may be at a high, I would say also that interconnectedness is also at an all-time high.
Agreed.
You look at what you guys are doing and what I'm doing and so many others that I'm in contact and I'm sure you're in contact with, we are creating this web of interconnectedness that is more powerful probably than anything that's been around in a long, long time. So both are going on at the same time.
We know that it's more powerful because the government wants to start controlling the web.
Well, they've always wanted to do that.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Well, speaking of interconnectedness, we do have some other callers standing by.
Let's bring in some of these beautiful people that have been so patient.
I understand Kimberly is waiting for us, so let's go.
Wonderful.
To line two.
Welcome back, Kimberly.
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart. We can hear you.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, honey. Welcome. How can we serve you today?
Hey. I just wondered if you had anything that you could shed some light on.
Yeah.
I've had a really dark years of the soul.
Yeah. You know, Angel, I want you to just bring your hands to your heart. Because the minute you started talking, I connected with you, and Archangel Zadkiel came in all around you. And as your hands are connected to your heart, allow your breath to be easy. And it's so funny because Zadkiel's enveloping you. It's like I'm seeing this huge violet energy just come in all the way around you, but there's this blue, this beautiful, beautiful, bright blue energy that's coming right in through your crown chakra. And the two are very much melting as one right now. And what they're saying is for you to remember that you are not alone, that the two are one is your soul and your physical expression, and that this connection right now is the single most important piece of your focus. I see that you're focusing on a lot of different things right now, and they're causing a lot of challenge in your life. And what's most important for you right now is to just remain in the divine centered presence that you are not alone. You are being guided, and Angel, you are receiving a ton of information. I really encourage you to do some good old fashioned spontaneous writing. Bring a pen, not a computer. Okay. Take a pen and a piece of paper, quiet time, and just start. You know, just start at the top of a page that just says what I know is, and keep going. And as you do that, you're going to strengthen this connection of the two are one. And the last thing I want to share with you is this Kazatkiel just did a big, bright, luminescent 17 in front of you. It is no accident you connected with us today. Absolutely none. The power of 17, that 17 conscious breaths, make 17, put 17 little beads on a string. I don't care. Just give yourself that gift of connection and allow this spontaneous writing to come through. And this is going to move out. This is going to become very, very easy, very, very quickly. And for you right now, it's all about twos. They're telling me 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years. So just let it be easy. And remember that you are not alone. And your intuition is better than you're giving yourself credit for. So it's time to trust you more. So I'm so glad you called today, Angel. Take a breath and relax and smile. Because when we smile, when we breathe, we send a signal to the universe that indeed we are ready to receive. And you are ready. Thank you, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're so welcome, Angel.
Many blessings, dear. It's so important to remember that in the breath is the connection.
Yes, indeed. And that when we smile, you know, so often when we breathe, you know, the universe wants us to be lighthearted. We're not here for it to be so hard. We're not here for it to be so difficult, my loves. And when we take in that deep conscious breath and we exhale and we allow ourselves to smile, whether it's that radiant inner smile, whether it's that external smile, you send a signal to the universe that says, I am here. I am ready. I am open. And everything comes forward. And you know, Sri, I love today's show. Because everything is really coming forward. And I also want to jump back to Fred and talk a little bit about Peers, because he has these two websites.
Fred, why don't you share with our listeners the difference between the two sites and the mission?
Sure. Well, basically, Peers is the umbrella website for actually about a dozen websites that I manage and I was the main creator of. And they're all about love and transformation. Basically, when wantoknow.info went up, I knew it had to be balanced with love. And so the main website that balanced wantoknow is called weboflove.org, which is all about teaching people to breathe love, to breathe in sacred love, and has some powerful exercises there. And so basically, as the websites became popular, we had some people contact us and say, hey, we'd like to give you donations, and if you can get nonprofit status, we'll give you even more. So we got 501c3 nonprofit status and set up Peers as the umbrella, which covers all of these wonderful websites, including four very powerful transformative online courses, which are all offered free. And I think your listeners would probably be most interested in the transformation course, which you can find at transformationteam.net.
TransformationTeam.net.
And I want to remind all of our listeners, if you're at ShriAndKiraRadio.com right now, you'll see that we already have all the links up for you to get a hold of Peers. Just click on that. Those are live banners. And you can get right in there and start looking at these amazing things. You know, Fred has dedicated his life to getting this information out there. And this is such wonderful, rich information that it's important to pay attention.
You know, and it brings up a question that I'd like to run by you. One of the things that people have said to me when I'm working with them, especially I'm thinking of a client who's really hooked by all of the fear, meaning the chemtrails, the pharmaceutical monopoly, etc. And everywhere she looked, she saw another reason to feel like she'd lost all her freedom, that the world was closing in on her. And so my question to discuss is, how do we avoid information overload? How do we sift all of this data that's constantly at our doorstep?
Well, this is a great question, Sri. And I imagine you know the answer, but you'd like to hear it from me too.
of course.
You know, it's where do we focus our attention? It's like we're always offered the opportunity to go look at how dark and basically evil we can become. And you can go down that rabbit hole and get totally lost. And it's yes. True. It's real. But you can also go down this other place that's full of light and love. And the power happens when we're willing to intertwine the two and accept that both are a part of this grand game of existence and that there's a greater picture and a greater reason for everything. Mm. So the key is to hold that there is a greater reason. And anybody who wants the most powerful book that will help them get that in a big way, this book called Journey of Souls by Michael Newton, which talks about what happens to us between lives. And it really helps put everything in a greater perspective because as soon as you die, everything looks different. your emotions.
Well, you know, we're smiling because you might not be aware of the fact that in 1989 I died of cancer, and it, for sure, it is absolutely one of the, for me, it was literally what dying saved my life, and I agree with you. It's a wonderful gift to give.
And the other thing I want to underscore something you said to make sure everyone takes this in. When we can intertwine the two, we essentially are walking the walk of the master. It's real important that we do not turn our gaze away from what is presented. Yet on the other hand, we don't need to drown in it.
Right.
We don't need to jump in and let it consume us. And speaking of jumping in, we still have more callers.
These beautiful people who are just holding and being so patient.
So let's go to line three and say hi to Alice from Palo Alto.
Namaste, Alice. Welcome to Stream Care Live.
Namaste. How are you?
We are delighted to say hi to you, Angel. How can we serve you today?
I would really appreciate some guidance. I have been experiencing a full-blown clairvoyant awakening. It's been coming in waves, all of the hearing, the seeing, the smelling, the feeling, everything. And so the question I have is, how do I move through these waves of experience with grace, kind of reassuring my body and stabilizing myself as these waves happen and open?
Okay. Well, first of all, my angel, congratulations for allowing this gift to come forward for you, because your energy field has cried out for this. And because of your love and your tenacity, the universe is saying you are ready. And so one of the things that you can do, well, there's actually two things that they're sharing with me that you need to do. The first one is water. Water, water, water. Drink a lot more water. I know you're probably already drinking a lot. I want you to feel like you're just being flooded with water. The other thing is getting into water, whether it's the ocean, whether it's a pool, whether it's a pedicure, whether it's a tub, even when you're in the shower. It's about allowing water to become your best friend, because as you do, you're also sending this symbol of cleansing. And part of that process is making sure that you're keeping your body right now at the highest frequency level that you can. And so you need to be very, very, very clear about what you're eating, what you're ingesting, and how you're ingesting it. Light is more for you. And so every food, is it organic? Are you making sure that everything is serving you? Lots of green, because as you are light, you are enlightened. And then the other thing they're saying for you right now is singing. When this comes in, there is a whole series of harmonies and tones around you. It's actually hard for me to be speaking right now because my ears are ringing, ringing, ringing with these tones. And I'm actually hearing these harmonies that sound like songs. And so they're saying that when these waves come in, literally move your energy through tone. And that the more that you do that, you will balance your frequency. You're in the middle of still needing to balance your frequency. Your frequency is there, but it needs to be more balanced for this to become a gentle wave. And then Zodkiel is just laughing and laughing in the background, Archangel Zodkiel, and saying, and remember, as long as you feel refreshed, as long as you feel restored, and as long as you feel uplifted, it is from the highest and all is well. Have no fear as you navigate this moment, my love, and allow yourself the gift of dancing with your divinity. And so it is. And I'm so grateful you called today, Alice. Congratulations, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And yeah, thank you, Alice. The one thing I want to just add in is that when you're, you know, this clairvoyant experience coming forward, it's a signal that, in my experience of this, is what some people would call a kundalini awakening, that all of the chakras were opening and wild and wonderful energies. And it's certainly fun to explore all the possible energies, whether it's sex or love or singing or clairvoyance. However, the thing I want to add is you need to keep lifting it up.
Yeah.
Because ultimately it comes to being on the steps of the temple in service to the divine.
Absolutely.
And there is the greatest joy. So let
it
flow upward.
I'm loving it. You know, Sri, let's sneak in one more caller before
we
return.
Yeah. We're going to go to line four and say hi to Robert from Los Angeles.
Namaste, Robert. Welcome. How can we serve you?
Well, thank you. Yeah. Very excellent show today. I'm enjoying it
much.
Thank you. Just would be interested in a little mini reading, perhaps, today.
Okay. Well, you know, I appreciate you calling in and I appreciate you asking. You know, one of the things I want to share with you is as I was listening to your voice right now, I was feeling, I don't want to call it a tension, but I was feeling a heaviness that's, it's Sheree, where am I here? I'm like kind of on the upper chest.
Yeah, right in the area where a little grief might be holding.
Yeah. And I'm feeling this and it kind of starts, if you take your fingers, I want you to look at your hands if it's safe to do so. And if not, just imagine doing this, but I want you to look at your hands right now and kind of wiggle your fingertips. And as you do, I want you to take those fingertips and place them very, very gently. I've got them like right under the neck, on both sides of, am I describing this well, Sheree?
The sternum, right under the collarbone, right near the breast.
And I'm doing this with you, Angel, and I want you to just kind of move that energy. And as you do that, I want you to feel, sense, or imagine these beautiful rays of golden light coming through your fingers, going right through your body and right out the back of your heart and freeing you. Because the reason that I'm inviting you to do that is you have around you a beautiful trinity of, it looks to me to be like almost Mary energy, but it's like a Mother Mary, it's like a Mary Magdalene, and like a Kuan Yin. And it's this beautiful circular trinity of these feminine energies that are inviting you to be free. And they just keep whispering to you saying, you are ready to be free. You are free. You are only stuck in the illusion that you are not free. And that this connection with this upper heart, or this kind of like, it's not fifth and it's not fourth chakra. It's like that high heart, this connection with this high heart, this clearing, they're literally pouring this energy through you that gets activated in the fingertips, that comes through this connection, that goes through the back of the heart, that frees you. And they're saying, put your burden down and remember that you know how to fly, for it is your time and the world of form can no longer stop you. They're also saying that the world has finally been ready for you, my love, and they're congratulating you for waiting until the world was ready. And so just feel our heart around you and feel my arms around you right now, because I'm really grateful you called today, because this is your day. You can very easily be free from in this moment and let that gift continue. And so thank you, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sweetheart.
Many blessings indeed. And remember for all of us that it is our time. This time is your time.
Indeed. And we are, you know, can we rise through this time collectively? Are we ready to live with the consequences of our choices? Is humanity manifesting? What are we going to be doing? The gift of today's show, there's so many gifts of today's show, and I want to invite Fred to join us on this conversation, is that we are all being given, we are loved so much that the universe is giving us the opportunity to remember, reawaken, and move forward. Fred, what's your take on this time in collective humanity?
Well, I would just add that a really powerful thought that's helped me is to remember that we live in infinity, that there's no rush to get anywhere, that infinity is always here right now, and it's all about this moment. And that you get so focused on, oh, what's going to happen in the world, what's going to happen in my life, if I do that, I miss out on what's right here in front of me, on the beautiful connection I have with the two of you and our listeners right now, and all the great things happening in my life. So really, where do we focus our energy? And when we bring it back to the present, that's where the most magic potential is, in my experience.
Absolutely. I'm hugging you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a wonderful thing, and to remember that sometimes all the noise in the outer world is a call to go inward.
Absolutely.
And other times the noise is a call to dance.
Yeah.
And I like the dancing
exactly.
part.
I love dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, beloved listeners, as we're coming to a close for today, I want to remind you to visit a couple of the websites that our beloved guest has shared with us. We're talking about Peers Network, wanttoknow.info, and Fred, what was the other one that you mentioned?
Transformationteam.net.
That's it.
Transformationteam.net. And remember, guys, if you're right there at SheereeAndKiraRadio.com, just click on Peers. It's right there. It's easy. And that's the hub that'll get you everywhere. Is that right, Fred?
Yes, that's correct. It'll show all of our websites.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'm encouraging everybody, go there today. Go there now, because there's so much rich information there that you're going to go back a lot.
Well, the one thing, and this is how I bumped into Fred and his work, is I was doing some searching on some topics.
Yeah.
And the one thing I appreciated about your presentation of the information is you did not add fuel to the fire. You
right.
basically said, here are the facts. And then in between the lines, there is the encouragement to recognize this is but one twinkle on the disco ball of our reality.
Oh, my God, well, Sri.
Yes. And just know that we all come from the same divine source, and that divine source wants to explore itself through us, and we have choice in how we embrace that and manifest that through our lives.
Indeed, indeed. And I'm dancing with you through that right now. And believe it or not, this show always goes so fast. So, Fred, that was such a beautiful way to finish. But if you had just about a moment to share anything with our listeners to leave them with today, what would you like to share?
Just to remember that we are all interconnected, and any of us can open up to feeling that interconnectedness if you just drop in. And when you feel that interconnectedness, love begins to flow and magic happens.
I love that.
Magic is afoot.
I love flows and magic happens. And beloved listeners, magic happens every week when we have the gift of being with you right here at Sri and Kira Live. And stay with us next week. We have been in a full month of healing our planet, healing ourselves. Next week, our guest is Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret. And I'm sure you'll all enjoy tuning in as we have a lot more to share.
You know, life keeps happening, and we hope that you keep a smile on your face. And if not, why not?
Yeah.
And beloved listeners, until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.